we can, Michelle.
I can.
I can. It's 6 p.m. Friday. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. Hey, Frangry.
Hi, I'm Michelle. I'm fragile today.
Because you had a nosebleed?
I've been having nosebleeds. I had a rough week.
You should put Vaseline up in there.
I put Egyptian magic up there.
What's that?
It's like Aquaphor. It's like a thing. Egyptian magic.
I like the name.
You've never heard of it?
I'm going to put Egyptian magic up in my...
Why?
Because maybe it'll feel good.
Isn't it always magic up in there?
Yeah. Good point.
Oh, man, what a rough week. The holidays.
Thanks, Bennett, for the gifts you brought us.
Love presents.
Seriously, though, I'm pretty sure I've been drunk for, like, the last 3 weeks.
I've been drunk since I got broken up with 3 years ago. No joke.
You've been drunk for 40 years.
No, I had a rough week. I had a fight with someone. Then I had, like...
Same here.
That sucks.
Then you had a holiday party.
Then
same
I had a
here.
Holiday party.
Did you have a birthday?
You had your birthday.
That was rough for both of us.
That was hard because I was sick. Then last night I had an epic evening.
I don't think I had an epic evening
and
this
I'm
week.
And I'm paying for it today. I saw my parents. They flew into town to surprise us.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Well, it wasn't a surprise. I'll tell you later.
When do I get to meet? Oh, wait. Yeah, I know.
I showed my parents your apartment because we went to Hearth. For dinner.
Is that place still good?
Yeah, it was good. It's a good place to take your parents.
Why didn't you invite me?
You were busy every night this week.
That's a good point.
Kept telling me that over and over again, how busy you were every night this
week.
I
really had something every single
night.
You
kept getting mad.
Because you kept being like, you can make time. And I was like, no,
I felt
I
like
can't.
You could make time.
I couldn't.
I felt like you could.
I had my birthday.
And you were just having
it. You're not going to do something after your birthday. That's your birthday. I had my holiday party. Wasted. You can't do something after that. Wednesday, I needed a day for myself.
Okay, so there.
I went to Pilates.
Okay, so there.
And I did some work.
I just think you could have.
Could have what? Wednesday. So no, I couldn't have.
I'm busy every night this week.
I really
I already told you. I have something every night
I did.
This week.
I really did.
So did I, but I doubled down. Like last night I had a holiday party and then after I went out anyway with my friend.
Well, I did that too.
I'm going to take her easy.
What?
In the new year.
Who's her?
Life.
Oh.
I'm going to take her easy.
Listen, Michelle, I got to tell you something.
What?
Your epic joke is running out of time.
Shh. Dude, don't make me pop out the emergency Xanax. I'm working on it.
Right.
Listen, I feel like I told a really funny joke a couple weeks ago that might have been the funniest joke of my life.
No, there's no might have been. When you say it, you'll know.
Shoot. I have 3 months. I have 3 months and a week. Okay?
Okay.
What if it doesn't happen? I had that premonition.
I don't know. What's call up? Us at 201-209
so excited
9368 or you can join the comments community by going to wfmu.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link because tonight's topic is would you rather be a bitch or a slut? Yes.
I picked slut.
I picked bitch.
It's too hard to be a bitch.
It's
easy to be a slut.
Let me tell you something. Being a bitch comes very easy to me. Being a slut is much harder.
But I thought you were a whore now.
No, not really.
Oh.
I wish.
I still think
I'd love to be able to have casual sex all the time.
I think it would be much easier to be a slut.
It's not. I think it depends on the person. And therein lies the best part of the topic. Would you rather be a bitch or a slut? Call us at 201-209-9368. We realize a lot of our listeners are men.
We definitely want to know.
And we still want to know the answer, specifically from the boys, I think.
Mm-hmm. And this is our last show till 2016, so make it count.
Yeah, be a part of this madness, you guys.
Is it a poll?
Yeah, but also, like, you know, our favorite call is still going to get a t-shirt.
Yeah, we want to know why.
Basically, we want to know if our listeners are more bitches or sluts.
What do you think? Bitches, right?
I think a lot more people
these
are going to say
sluts. These boys are
baby
bitches, though. Some of these boys are baby bitches.
Sluts, I bet they're going to say.
Robin would rather be what, a bitch or a slut? What do you think? Marcel would rather be a bitch or a slut?
I think Marcel's going to say bitch.
What do you think Robin will say, bitch?
Robin will definitely say bitch. I think Ted might say slut.
He might say slut. What about Bennett? Did he say upstairs?
I think he'd say slut.
201-209-9368. We can't wait to hear from you. All these dudes probably are already bitches.
And sluts. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how you doing? My name's Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hi. So are we talking like, is it like sassy, like, oh, you bitch, or like mean bitch? Like,
I
oh,
guess,
you bitch.
I guess that's up to you.
Oh, because I mean, I agree, like, with, like, you know, being a slut is, I mean, kind of, I guess, quote, unquote, easy. But, like, being a sassy bitch just sounds more fun. Because then you're endearing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, I don't think being a slut is easy.
I feel like being a slut is easy.
But what if, like, you're not good at separating emotional things from sex? Then being a slut is very difficult for you.
Yeah, this is true. But it also depends on how much you drink.
Well, and as you know, Michelle and I drink quite a lot.
And then all it really takes is just one late night at a bar, seeing who's there, who's left at the end of the night, you know, and just going with it.
And then the next day, regretting your entire existence.
It also depends on how easy you sneak out in the middle of the night.
Very easy.
There you go.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. Thanks for calling.
Thanks so much.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Would you rather be a bitch or a slut? Just Ted says, yeah. Slut. Mr. Johnny says 50 Shades of Bitch by Frangry. Ooh, just Ted says he aspires to be a... Wait. He aspires to be a bitchy slut.
Ooh.
Ooh,
not
yeah.
a slutty bitch?
Oh. This is throwing a wrench into the mix.
It is. We could separate them out. A bitchy slut.
I think I'd rather be a bitchy slut than a slutty bitch.
I don't think I'd want to be either of those things.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Fingers, it's Nick from South Pasadena. I think hands down a bitch.
Yeah!
I got that resting bitch face, like, down to a T.
Yeah, bitches are cool. They rule the world.
They seriously do. Even my girlfriend, she's definitely one bossy bitch, you know?
And you love her.
Of course I love her. She's the best. She's a bossy bitch. If I said anything otherwise, you know, I'd get smacked.
If she was a slut, you wouldn't love her as much. You see where I'm going with this, Michelle?
You think a bitch is easier to love than a slut?
Oh.
There's more to love in a bitch than a slut.
Because a bitch is more complicated?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
A slut is simple. Simple sluts.
I don't think a slut is simple.
Simple sluts and complex bitches.
No, basic bitches.
No, yeah.
My hair looks basic bitch today.
She was a total slut. She did that. Her hustle for making money was like, she was part of that website where like you go.
Wait, who are you talking about?
My ex-girlfriend, total slut.
She was on a website dating older guys for money?
Yeah, it was cool. She'd come back with like $500 a night.
What do you think she was doing, dude?
Eating dinner.
Exactly. That's eating why she's my ex-girlfriend. She's a slut.
Ew, wait. So she used to go out on these dates with these old men and probably give them you-know-what, and then you would have sex with her?
She probably wouldn't.
It was okay. She'd bring home the bacon, so I was okay with it.
That is disgusting. You're a slut.
I know. She's a slut.
You're a slut.
You're a slut.
You're a slut for allowing that.
Oh, no, I'm a bad man.
You're a bitch.
You're a bitch.
I'm a bitch. Total bitch.
You're a bitchy
Thank
slut.
You guys so much.
Have a good one.
You too.
I would go out to dinner with an older man for money.
Would you?
I don't think you'd have to.
I think you have to. No. I think that it's like
some
an
people
unsaid...
just like company.
How much money?
For dinner or for other stuff?
Wait, first for dinner. Free dinner.
$300. Like a day rate.
You go for $300.
Yeah, plus dinner and drink.
Right. Okay, how much for other stuff?
Are they handsome or not handsome?
I don't know. They're old rich men who probably can't get it anywhere else. That's why they're paying for
how
it.
How old?
65.
Yeah. That doesn't sound so bad.
How much?
How much would I have to go all the way? Or just a little bit of the way?
First the oral way.
Them, me or them?
You on them.
$600.
Wow, you are cheap. You slut. What about all the way?
$1,200.
I don't think I could do it. Maybe that's why you chose slut and I chose bitch.
Maybe. I think it'd be harder to be like really mean to someone all night long.
No way. It's so easy for no. me. Oh, absolutely. I'll do S&M. I'll do that for $50. I'll do it tomorrow. You want me to hit you? No problem. 201-209-9368. Would you rather be a bitch or a slut? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys. It's Marcel.
Hey, hi. Marcel.
How you doing? You have a good birthday, Frangry?
Yes, thank you.
Cool. So, the bitch or the slut? For guys, the connotation of bitch is different, but we're going with the strict girl definition of bitch?
Sure.
Okay, I think I'm going to have to go with bitch then. I was never a good slut.
I could see you not being a very good slut.
I've tried in the past. It was just never, it was never, never really worked.
That's my dad. He's cute.
Yeah, I got to set a good example for my daughter anyway. So,
this bitchy daughter you have.
But I think bitches are probably, well, there are definitely a lot of superficial bitches, but.
Bitches rule the world.
I'd rather talk to a bitch than a slut.
You can say that, Michelle. Don't bleep him.
Oh, God.
Right after I said it, I got scared for a second.
No, you can say it.
Okay.
You just can't talk about things that it does.
Okay, I see. And also, so wait, did the joke Michelle had to make, did it have to be on the show? Because then this is it.
No, it doesn't have to be on the show, but it's...
No, and she has
I have
March.
Until my
she
birthday.
She has until her birthday.
Oh.
Wait, Michelle.
I see. Okay.
What if it happens...
Here for you.
...on your 40th birthday, on our second
it's
marathon show?
It's not going
show.
To.
How do you know? Right.
It's too much pressure.
Oh, cray, cray.
Put that date aside, Marcel.
Oh, yeah, Marcel.
You're invited to our show.
Wait, what'd you say?
You're invited to the March 18th marathon show.
I'm planning on volunteering for both of them again.
I don't know that you want to volunteer on that one. You might just want to be in the audience.
Yeah, the second one you might just want to hang out.
Be in the audience.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
Good call. Okay, yeah. Last year I didn't know you guys that well, so I had to work.
Oh, this year you don't want to work. You want to watch.
Okay.
Work the first show, not the second show.
All right, I'll
wait,
do that.
But now we're not going to get any... Okay, whatever. All right, have a good one, bitch.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. We have no calls. I think maybe this topic is bombing.
No.
I love it.
I don't think it's bombing. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Call us and tell us if you'd rather be a bitch or a slut. I can't wait to go to sleep. What are you doing?
Robin says maybe we can name a new pledge after Michelle's amount. The Michelle's a hooker pledge?
That's mean. You just told me to throw out a number. It's not like I've ever done something like that before.
Maybe you should. Maybe you should before you die.
Have someone pay for sex with me?
Yeah, I mean, don't you want to, like, you know, YOLO?
Yeah, I want to YOLO.
Just saying.
I feel like people pay in different ways when they go out with me.
Like with their hearts?
Yeah.
I sure am. 201-209-9368. Would you rather be a bitch or a slut?
I like saying the word
this
slut.
This is the best topic to say in the microphone.
Slut.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, you're on the radio, bitch.
Hey, Francine. Hey, Michelle. It's Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Can I be like a submissive bitch?
You can be any kind of bitch you want to be.
I would definitely be like a submissive
what
bitch.
What exactly like does that like, mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I could get led around with like a dog collar and told what to do kind of bitch.
Oh, I see.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I'm into this.
Oh. Well, happy birthday, Francine.
Well, thank you, Glenn.
Yeah, so I guess I would just be like a little submissive bitch.
Glenn, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour, you submissive little bitch.
Okay, thanks.
Have a good one. He was trying not to laugh.
I think it's fun.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Happy birthday, Friendry.
Thank
happy
you.
Late birthday.
Thank you.
So if I were to choose whether I'd be known as a slut or a bitch, I'd probably have to go with bitch. But on the side, without anyone knowing, I'd probably want to be a clean slut. Because, you know, why not?
Wait, hold on. So for the public, yeah. You want to be a bitch, but in private, you want to be a slut.
A clean slut.
Oh, yeah,
slut.
Absolutely. I mean, like, bitches get things done. Right, Frenzy?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm not saying I want to be a bitch. I already know I am. Uh-huh. So I know I get stuff done. And I want to get some other stuff done.
Behind closed doors.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I got you, girl.
I hear you.
All right.
What's your name, sister?
My name's Nicole.
I love you.
I love you, too.
All right. Have a good one, Nicole.
You, too. Bye.
Oh, my God. That was so cute.
Yeah, she's cute.
The full Michelle oral pleasure.
No, please stop. I have a family.
Sorry. Mr. Johnny wants to know if narcissists with low self-esteem make the best sluts. The answer would be yes.
I'm not a narcissist. I'm not a narcissist.
Okay, first of all, he didn't call you a narcissist. He asked the question, do narcissists with low self-esteem make the best sluts? So I don't know how you made the connection between that question and you being a narcissist.
Because everything's about me.
Yeah.
No.
First of all, you just assumed that, number one, you're one of the best sluts.
Because last week someone called me a narcissist with no self-esteem, remember?
Oh, no, I don't remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, remember someone called me a narcissist with low self-esteem and then someone else called me the second worst thing that ever happened to them.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Oh. Shut up, slut.
You're a bitch.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
Yeah, I was thinking, I think I've been a slut for a long time, in my 20s at least.
Haven't we all?
I'd like to be a bitch instead for a change.
All right. What's your name, sister?
It's Rachel.
Oh, this is Volunteer Rachel. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi. Yeah, you know, because you figure if you're a slut, like, you should at least sleep to the top. Like, you should at least use it, you know?
Absolutely. And otherwise, what's the point?
Well, yeah, see, I just never cared. I just was like, why not? Okay.
You were just getting it in.
Yeah, like, what's that? I've never tried that before, right? Sure. And I never thought about it strategically, whereas if I was a bitch, then I'd probably think about it.
You'd always be thinking strategically.
See, bitches can use their brains.
Yeah, that's what I was lacking.
Can a bitch use her brain to be a slut?
To be a better...
But still remain a bitch? Yes.
Yes.
Can a slut use her... to be a bitch but still remain a slut? No.
Are you sure no?
I don't really know what I just said.
You said it with such confidence.
You almost bought it.
I almost bought it.
See?
That's the power of being a bitch.
All right, Rachel. Have a good one.
Bye.
I'm sniffling a lot. Can you excuse me for a minute?
Are you leaving the room?
I'm turning my mic off.
Oh. It sounds so weird with your mic off. There's a tissue here. Ugh. Would you like this?
Yes. But then I'm going to be blowing my nose.
Just do it. 201-209-9368. Would you rather be a bitch or a slut?
I hope I don't get another nosebleed.
I hope you do. Hi, you're on the radio.
Okay. I have a problem with the S word in the first place.
Yeah?
It's a microaggression.
Oh.
First off. The other thing is I prefer the term butterfly.
Excuse me?
Butterfly.
Instead
of
bitch?
Butterfly?
For what?
For the slut.
No.
You've never heard that one?
Do people say that?
That's, if you were from Korea, you would call somebody who is a slut a butterfly.
It's pretty.
And the other thing, the B word. You know, from a guy's perspective, that's just being a man.
Being a bitch is just being a man in your world?
Yeah, pretty well, if you're a guy and you got to prove, like, I mean, it's just like an opinionated person. I think man is just pretty much covers it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel
yeah,
like
we
bitches
think all
are,
men are bitches.
Bitches. That's true.
Actually, if you are a slut, all men would be your bitches.
All men are my bitch.
I'm a bitch, and men are still my bitches and my sluts.
Yeah.
Hey, you admitted it. Okay, Merry Christmas, ladies.
Oh, yeah,
happy holidays.
Have a good one.
Adios.
Sad I'm not going to see you for 2 weeks.
Oh, God. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I don't even, like, have a phone there.
I don't want to talk about that.
We have to email.
You were saying something I have to do Google Chats?
No, WhatsApp.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, well, download it on the way home. Calm down. It just sends a message over the Wi-Fi instead of text message.
Can you do it for Android?
Yeah. Okay. That's how we talk to everyone in Nicaragua when we're here.
Okay.
Or
you have to
at
help
for the ones
me.
Who don't have iPhones.
Because if I can't send you our special emoticon every morning, I might die.
All right. Well, download. Remind me. We'll download it.
Okay.
Okay. Oy, oy. Mr. Johnny wants to know how many casual sexual partners you've had, Michelle.
My number's real low.
It is.
It's real low.
That's the best part, is my number is higher than hers, and I'm the bitch, and she's the slut.
How does that work?
Huh. Tonight's topic is, would you rather be a bitch or a slut? Every time I say that, I close my eyes because I feel
like
I feel it more.
Slut.
Say the whole topic, but close your eyes and feel it. Go.
Would you? Well, I can't do it now. It's
Try
too much pressure.
Come on.
Would you rather be a bitch?
Yeah.
Or a slut?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Gumby from Bayonne. How you doing?
Hey,
Gumby.
I've given this a lot of thought. This is what I've come up with.
All right, let's hear it.
You have to be a slut during the first half of your life, and you have to be a bitch during the second half of your life.
Pretty good.
Gumby from Bayonne, yeah. Telling it like it is.
Because you can't do it the opposite.
Yeah.
You can't be a bitch when you're young and a slut when you're old. That would be disgusting all around. So, you know, I can tell you a really disgusting story if you want to hear it.
Only if it's FCC safe.
It's safe. So I used to work for this guy. He had a lot of money, and he used to go to these massage parlors, you know, of a certain ethnic type of massage parlor.
Uh-huh. I had a boyfriend who did that on me once. But that's neither here nor there.
I don't want to attach it to anyone. But anyway, so he used to go to the massage parlor, but he would eat at the salad bar, if you know what I mean.
Okay,
you know,
got it.
In the massage parlor.
Yes.
And I used to say to him, like, don't you, it was in Midtown. I said, don't you realize the entire New York Knicks were here like 2 hours ago? Like, don't you get that?
Uh-huh.
And that's, he never got it. He just kept getting it.
That's really gross. Wait,
it's
I didn't
gross.
Even know you could eat at the salad bar at a massage parlor.
Oh, if you give him enough. Couple of hundred.
Are you talking about sex stuff?
This.
He had a
okay,
relationship
that's what I thought.
With one of them that went on for a long time. You know, one of the people. They were working girls.
Do that again.
So, what you're telling me is he paid to eat someone's salad bar?
Yeah,
that girl's got it made! What's up? Congratulations to the lady at the massage parlor.
He was eating at the Y.
What is that even? Oh, ew.
Anyway, ladies, beautiful
Gumby,
Latinas, have a beautiful Christmas and New Year's.
All
right,
thanks, Gumby.
All the people out there, we'll talk soon, okay?
Kay.
Gumby, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour.
Okay, thank you.
Have
Bye-bye.
A good one. Call us at 201-209-9368. Would you rather be a bitch or a slut? You're listening to Shut Up, Weirdo. On WFMU. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I was thinking that are we extending this out to biatch? Because I feel like I would be a biatch.
What does that even mean? Nobody wants to be a biatch. That just means you're lame.
Is it like? But I feel like it puts you in a certain like era and setting that makes me kind of it makes it appealing to me.
But like, there's like, nothing appealing about being a biatch.
You don't think so? Okay. Well.
Is this the guy whose girlfriend?
What's your name, buddy?
My name's Dan.
Uh-uh. It's not him?
You're not the guy who has the emotional processing lunches, are you?
No, that's not me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good.
I'm glad, I guess.
Yeah. All right, biatch.
All right, happy holidays.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm running up and down the stairs getting ready for a party, but I heard you have a good topic tonight.
We have a good topic every Friday. Tonight's is the best.
Yeah, what's the topic?
Would you rather be a bitch or a slut?
Whoa, you could say that?
Yep. Yep, we made sure we were allowed to say it.
I'm a total bitch, but I'm more of a slut, I think.
No, you have to pick one.
Yeah, I'm a slut in the
Okay, but is that what you want to be?
Oh. Well, I look in the mirror every day and I say I'm a bad bitch from hell. And that's my like mantra. So I guess I want to be more of a bitch, but I end up, you know, often resorting to sluttiness.
All right, Dan, the bad bitch from hell. You're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
Also, just quick shout out. There's a party at 560 Syracuse tonight.
Okay, cool. We'll see you there.
Got fans all over the place.
I'll be there.
All right, sweet.
VIP.
Okay, I have beer for you.
Thanks.
Obviously.
I'll drink it.
All beer. All right. And gin and tons, too.
Gin and ton.
All right.
All right, have a good
summer
one.
Water. Bye.
Summer water, he said.
What summer water?
No, some Hi. Are water.
Oh.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I know, I love it. I just turned the show on and I love you girls.
Thank you. How are you tonight?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
What would you rather be, a bitch or a slut?
Okay, you're talking to a professional bitch. You're talking to a once slut. Now, this is the story. You can be a slut, but you must be very, very coy about it. You must not let anybody know you're a slut. You must take all of that and use it and keep it very quiet as a secret. But be a slut. Get different names and everything. Then when you're older, from all that you've experienced, you will be a total bitch. And nobody can say one bad thing about you because if they stop putting you down, it breaks you up. It breaks your mind up and you're feeling hurt. And why did I do it? Don't tell anybody because more than one person knows something. It's not a secret anymore. So you got to be a slut. Enjoy it. Love it. Have fun with it. Screw who you want. Do what you want. But don't tell anybody, especially your girlfriends.
And, yeah, because they're the biggest bitches.
Older, you will be a bitch and a slut, and the bum that you go with, the bums, I mean, they will never know your past, and you can get anything you want. Now, I tell you this only for one reason. You're not going to believe it, but I'm 78 years old, and I'm still beautiful.
What?
Still have a beautiful shape. I live in New York.
So you calling from the future?
I have everything. I have cars. Somebody bought me a house. And this is for being a slut. When I was young, and my mother used to say to me, the only girls that get respect are the whores. If you're a prostitute, you'll... This, I'm still getting guys 30 years old looking at me.
Good for
but
you.
I crap on them because they have nothing.
Who wants a man with nothing?
I want to go back to being a slut. I will screw them. Just for myself
just
to have a good time.
This is the show.
But I have everything now, you know, money-wise. So I'm enjoying being a bitch to everybody, all the guys that I can. And I'll only screw the select ones that I can manipulate. You know? But they got to be good-looking and they got to be, they got to have a package down there. Otherwise, don't bother me. I can't waste my time. And they have to see if they think that you're a virgin type of girl, a sweet little innocent girl, They'll kiss your ass all the time. They will do everything for you. They'll bring you home to mommy. But if they know you're screwed too, guys, because they are demented, they'll all of a sudden, put you down. So you can't tell them anything. You just got to be a slut and love it, smile. Don't take any money for it. Don't bother. Take a car, take a mink coat, but don't take any money. And you'll wind up on top. I married two guys, both rich with a lot of money. Either one never knew what I did.
But what's your name?
What is your name?
Yeah, what's your name?
Joy.
Joy, we love you.
I mean, can we hang out with you? Like, we want to hang out with you.
Yeah, we want to meet you.
Everybody says that that's young. And I say, no, you can't hang out with me.
Why?
Because I can't learn anything from you.
You can learn so much from us.
Like, maybe we can learn from you.
And
I'm telling you now. I mean, I'm a kid who lived in the project. I was poor. We were poor, you know. And I went to work at 13. And, you know, and fell in love. And the guy was 17. I was 15-something. And he broke my heart. He actually screwed me. Broke my heart. I was a good little girl, didn't know anything. From that thing, I became a slut only because I was looking for that love again. You know, I was looking for something like him. In that process, I didn't find it until I met a man who didn't know anything about my past that I screwed around so much, you know. And he married me and had a gigantic wedding, like 300 people and everything, you know, beautiful. And that marriage stayed like for 14 years with kids and everything. And then he started cheating on me. So what I did was I found myself a young stud about 15 years younger than me. And I wound up with him for about 10 years. And he bought me a house. And well, the husband bought the house, but this guy bought me a condo in Florida, and he bought me a car, mink coats, everything. And I stayed with him for 10 years, but unfortunately, it was drugs. Cocaine came into the picture, and that's another thing. Don't do coke. Don't do drugs. I never did it, and because I never did it, I'm still 125 pounds, 5'3", and I have a body like, what's her name? They call her J-Lo.
Yeah, hot mama, Joy.
I'm like that. And I'm like I'm saying, I can walk crazy or what? You know, looking at an old woman. But then I know they're crazy. That's why they're looking. They'll screw anything, you know. But you got to get something out of it. You got to get a laugh out of it, at least.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get a laugh. You got to get screwed. You got to get sex. You have to have sex. It's great. You know, it's wonderful. You know that.
Yeah.
Delicious. It's wonderful. But make sure the guy is good looking and he's well situated down there and everything. And be the boss. Be the bitch. Be the bitch when it comes to after he sleeps with you, you will be the boss. Don't let him walk out first. Then you've got the control. He'll expect you to be like, oh, that was so wonderful. I love you. No. After it's over, then you smile and you play the part that the guy always plays. Like, you know, I'll call you, give me your number. That game, you play that game. You become the bitch. But enjoy the sex. Don't let him know how many guys are screwed, because that's always in the back of their mind to keep
they're so insecure.
And to throw it in your face. Or if he's got a problem, say, well, I didn't want her anyway because she did 10 guys or 5 guys or whatever. You never tell them. You play the virgin. They're such jerks because they'll screw you up if you are good and a virgin.
Listen,
if you're a bitch,
Joy.
They love you.
Joy.
You've got to be a bitch and... A bitch and a slut.
Hey, Joy, listen, I mean, how long have I been doing this show?
5 years.
No.
This is the first time I ever heard it. I tried the channel. I tried the Christmas music, and I said, look at these two young girls. Look at them. And I said, I got a call. And I wrote the number. I don't know.
All right, Joy, listen, I've been doing this show for 8 years, and you are absolutely, hands down, my favorite call of all time. So I am sending you a T-shirt.
Really?
Yes. So you just need to email me your T-shirt size and mailing address.
I do not have a computer, and I don't have email, none of that stuff. I told you, I'm ancient.
But how can I get a T-shirt to you then?
Mail it to my house.
But you're going to have to tell me your address on the radio.
Is that a good idea?
If you want to slut it out, I guess.
Not a great idea.
I don't think anyone's going to show up at your door or anything.
Yeah, they will. They will.
I mean, they might after you're talking about all this sex.
You can't. No. You can't. I mean, I love you. I'll listen to you again. I'll call you again.
All right. We'd love to hear.
I don't have a computer.
Got it.
I'm real.
All right.
When it comes to, I don't want to be, it's like people coming in my house.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, totally. Well, listen, if
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If we would love to hear from you again, and if I could, I would send you a T-shirt, just so you know.
Aw, it's okay. You don't have to. I don't wear T-shirts. I wear a little sexy stuff.
T-shirts can be sexy, Joy.
Be a bitch, but not if you meet a guy that's really very cool. He don't want you to be a bitch. He just wants you to be slick and smart.
He doesn't want
you to be a bitch. He wants you to be slick and smart. Did you see the picture? You must have saw it. Al Pacino in, what was it, 1980 Scarface, right? Al Pacino, remember that picture years ago?
Okay. Yes, we love that movie.
Okay.
Listen,
right,
Joy, we got to take another call.
I forgot her name, the blonde.
Michelle Pfeiffer, yeah.
Yeah, you got to be like that.
All right.
You got to have her attitude. That girl, that we got, you know, old dolls, we call us. We got the attitude from the girls that we saw in the movies. That's all we had in
all right, Joy.
Days, you know what I mean? Because mother didn't do anything wrong.
Joy, we love you, and we
mother,
Jay, Joy, Joy,
so
Joy, 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 Joy,
and that's
Joy.
Legit.
Can she
so
hear me?
You have to be like Michelle Pfeiffer. That attitude.
I'm going to have to hang up on
that attitude, okay?
Joy.
All right, Joy.
We'll kiss her ass. We'll kiss your ass.
All right, Joy, we got to go, but thank you for calling, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
We love you, all right?
I love you, too. What's your name?
I'm Fran Green.
I'm Michelle.
Oh, I love you, girls.
All right.
God bless you, really.
Have a good one. God bless you, too.
I'll be calling you. I can't believe I'm on the phone. My whole life, I never went on the phone without on the television or radio.
Really? Every Friday at 6 p.m. Call us. We'd love to hear from you again. All right. Have
okay.
a good one.
All right.
Keep it slutty.
I'm going to put the radio up.
All right.
Keep it slutty.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
That was awesome.
I mean,
she had some spunk, that Joy.
Is this like the end of Shut Up Weirdo?
She needs a show. What's going on? Is the comments board blowing up?
Blowing up. I mean, first comment was like, just give her a T-shirt. F it. And then it's, I don't know. Hold on, let's see.
That was pretty amazing.
Is this Grandma Phyllis? Oh, my goodness. This is definitely future Frangry. Just Ted would like, thinks maybe that was the joke. If nobody heard, I don't know if everyone heard what you said, but when Joy first started talking, Michelle said, is this you in from the future, calling from the future? And we lost our shiz.
That was pretty
and
funny.
And I said, that was the joke. That was the joke.
That's the funniest joke of my life.
That was the perfect joke.
Thank you.
Just Ted agrees.
All right. Thanks, guys. I did it.
Marcel said, oh, my God. Haha, they don't even know what to say to her.
It's true.
And I said, we're just letting her have it.
Breathe.
She needed the show.
Excuse me.
Best call of all time. Just Ted said, Shut Up Weirdo's secret demo. Sir James says, the show is done. It's over. She wins. Let her go till 7. She would have.
Oh, yeah. She just would have kept chatting, throwing F-bombs, talking about.
She did drop a couple F-bombs. This call is radio gold.
She was amazing.
Longest call ever. Carmichael says, I want to nail this slut. Joy needs a podcast. Ken, give her a show. None of that overnight stuff.
Damn, that was fun. 201-209-9368. Call us and let us know if you'd rather be a bitch or a slut and see if you can beat Joy's call.
Kepligi says Frangri has a new mentor.
She could be our life coach. I'm congested.
And then Sean D kills it with his comment. That bitch was great. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, would you rather be a bitch or a slut? Don't let Joy's call scare you guys.
Yeah.
She didn't win the t-shirt because I can't send it to her. So.
She was cool.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Am I really?
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That is pretty freaking cool. All right, listen. This is the first time I've ever called a radio station or a television show either.
This isn't a television show.
I can't believe I was doing the same exact thing Joy was doing, listening to Christmas music, flipping back and forth, but I came across your show, which I've never heard.
Can I ask you something?
I caught my attention. I'm like, is this for guys or girls, bitches or sluts? Because every guy's a slut anyway. I mean, any guy who tells you he's not a slut is a freaking liar.
Huh.
Well done.
All right, so keep that in mind.
No one has said that yet tonight.
And it's true.
And it is true.
And a lot of guys can be bitches too, but there's a different word for that for men, but... I just gotta say, that woman was amazing.
Yeah, she was pretty unbelievable.
I mean, no wonder she gets laid so hard.
I was crying, laughing, driving. I'm like, I gotta call these freaking girls and tell them that she is probably the best guest I've ever heard on any show ever. And I used to listen to Stern and all that other crap. You guys have a great show. 6 o'clock every Friday?
Yes. Yeah, we're gone the next 2 weeks, but we'll be back in the new year for the holidays, but we'll be back in the new year.
Oh, I'm going to freaking listen to this show. And Joy's got to call back. We got to get her on as a regular guest.
Yes, we do.
But I'll answer. I'd rather be a slut just because I was very good at it. Being a bitch didn't come easy. Being a slut very easy.
Same.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I think it's hard to be a bitch.
It's so easy to be a bitch.
Not for some people.
Yeah, not for some people.
I can't be a slut, though.
I've seen you be a slut.
No, not really.
But, for guys... I guess that's just being an ass, and that's just kind of guys are asses anyway. So
yes, they are.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, buddy.
I'm one of you, but
thanks for calling. Fun. Have a good one.
Happy holidays.
Have a great holiday, girls.
You're not on the list.
You're not on the list. Kale in Toronto says, "I'm pretty sure tonight's topic is Joy." Actually. Oh, Mr. Johnny.
What? Oh! What'd he say? Did he burn me?
Men F Joy to shut her up.
Mr. Johnny.
Oh, and kind of true. We could not get her to shut up.
She was so excited. 201-209-9368. We got 15 minutes left here on Shut Up Weirdo.
Jeff says, Tommy O'Shea and Joy need to host a show that 1 week.
Ew. 201-209-9368.
Tonight's topic is, would you rather be a bitch or a slut? Really, Jim, what's your answer?
If there must be something, I'd be a biatch.
Yeah! Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up? It's Kale.
Hey, Kale.
How's it going?
What's up?
Thanks,
Kale. So before the world exploded on the radio, I was calling, talking about being a biatch. It was reminding me, I nicknamed a friend of mine Biatch a while back, and it, like, really stuck, and all our friends started calling him that.
Really?
That's
mean.
I know. That's what I was going to say. I felt really mean about that, so I don't actually think I have enough, like, mean in me to be a bitch, because I don't think you have, like, I don't think you can be a bitch without being kind of mean.
Right? Excuse me?
That's what I think, and I don't like being mean.
I mean, I don't like it. It's a necessity.
Billy Jam just gave us a bunch of green M&Ms.
They're Reese's Pieces.
They're not M&M's.
It's the season.
Mine are Reese's Pieces.
Mine are Hershey's.
Mine are better.
Because you're both different and special.
Yeah, we're both different
better.
And special.
But I'm better.
Yes, you are.
Thank you. Ouch.
He didn't mean it.
Wait, I wasn't listening to you, Kale. So are you a bitch or a slut? What's the deal here?
Slut.
Well, I'm
you're definitely a
slut.
Slut
and not a bitch.
Yeah. He's a sensitive slut.
How do you open this?
Here.
All right, did you enjoy Joy?
I did enjoy Joy.
Yeah, me too. That was
Can
awesome.
I have some?
Yeah, sure. All right, Kale, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Cool. Merry Christmas and stuff.
You too.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
These are good too.
We're eating Reese's Pieces into microphones.
Can you dump that whole thing in your mouth?
No.
I bet you I can.
Peanut butter gives me pimples, too.
Can I have them?
No, they're effing delicious.
I bet I can dump this whole thing in my mouth.
All right, do it. This is the best show of my life.
Want me to?
Yeah, go. Unhinge that jaw, bitch.
I'm going.
Slut. Unhinge that jaw, slut.
Here I go.
Oh, man, I wish I had my phone to take a photo. Ew, are you going to throw up? I'm joking. She, for those of you who can't see, meaning everyone but me, she managed to pour it all in her mouth, but then when she tried to close it, half of the M&Ms poured out all over the floor. She can't talk now. Hi, you're on the radio. What's up?
Oh my god, are you serious?
Uh-huh. Cool, huh?
Wait, really?
Yeah, you're on the radio, bro. Let's do this.
Oh my god, that's so crazy. Alright, so would I rather be a bitch or a slut?
Yeah.
Alright, here's the thing. The only reason why I think I'm kind of a bitch is because, like, I refuse to be, like, a huge slut. Because I did something really bad in the past, and that was pretty much... Essentially, things weren't going really well with my girlfriend at the time, and I broke up with her on our 6 months, knowing fully well that later that night, I was going to go get laid at some party.
That's not that bad.
That's
At least you broke up with her first.
Yeah, at least you broke up with her first.
Most dudes would have just, you know, done the deed.
Like, me and the girl that I hooked up with, like, we were kind of like, you know, friends with benefits for a long while, until she went back to college. And here's the thing, like, making love to someone that you don't really have strong feelings for, it's not good.
Well, you're not making love, you're just doing it. And doing it isn't that great.
Exactly, just doing it to get a nut? Like, come on, dude, yeah. I just masturbate, like, geez.
Yeah, I'm not down with it.
Like, it's not that great, you know what I mean?
I'm with
you,
buddy.
When you're like, I guess that's sort of making me a bitch, that's like...
You cannot say that word on the radio.
Oh my god.
Now I have to hang up on you. That's the rule.
Oh, sorry.
I want a t-shirt?
Nope. Goodbye. I also hate people who ask if they want a t-shirt. That's like a guy who's like, do you love me? No, I don't. Maybe I did. I don't anymore.
Damn, you're a bitch.
Shred slut.
I put too many candies in my mouth.
My stomach hurts.
I put way too many candies in my mouth.
You're the dummy who's like, I didn't. And then there's still like 8 left in the thing.
They fell.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I am. Are you too?
I am, and you are, and so is Michelle.
So am I.
There's
so
3 of us here.
I'm not listening to your station. Are you still talking about the same topic about being a bitch or a slut?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what kind of music are you listening to?
I'm listening to the classical station. I'm taking my chance that you were still on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's birthday is December?
Yes, Fran Grace.
What sign is that?
Sagittarius. It was on Monday.
Sagittarius. And there's a Libra there.
No, I'm a Pisces.
Oh, you don't do tarot cards? Either?
Bro, are you a bitch or a slut?
I'm a slut.
You're a total slut. I can tell just by your voice.
Because a bitch is a personality you don't want to have.
Sluts. That's not true. I have that personality, and I love it.
Well, sluts can be reasoned with. They can be friendly.
Sluts don't have personalities.
Yes, they do.
They only have vaginas.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can make money with that.
I can make money being a bitch, and I do.
Oh, yeah, that other woman talked about it. No, she talked about being a slut.
I don't feel good.
And then a bitch later in life.
A secret slut.
I don't get along with bitches, but sluts.
A secret slut isn't being a slut. A secret slut is being a bitch.
Mm-mm. A secret slut.
Yeah. If you're a secret slut, it's because you're a bitch.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, because you're smart.
I don't think so.
Because you're smart.
Not all bitches are smart. Not all bitches are smart.
I'll give you that.
Well, so what do you suggest for me?
I think you're a slut.
You're a total slut.
Slut.
I think I'm a slut.
Total slut.
Yeah, and you sound really emotional.
My stomach hurts.
Yeah, I ate too much candy.
Promiscuous?
We ate too much candy.
We gotta
go.
You're a promiscuous little slut. Goodbye. Hi, you're on the radio.
awesome. What's up, guys? I am a total slut.
We've gotten a lot of sluts. I think the sluts are coming out now that it's past 6:45.
Sluts come out late when it gets
the thing
dark.
The thing about being a slut is you gotta be a bitch too when you're banging someone. Like, I had this fun game I used to play with my ex called Bang Her Head Into Stuff While We're Banging.
Goodbye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
I don't feel good.
Hi.
Hi. My issue with the question is that I think for guys it's a little different because to call a guy a bitch, it's more like a weak, like coward thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Think about it in terms of women then.
Okay. So just being mean to people?
Pretty much. Owning your shiz.
Yeah, I'd probably rather be a bitch.
Yeah, duh. Because you're smart. All right. Have a good one, Smarty Pants. Thanks. 201-209-9368. Remember when Joy called?
That was awesome.
Wait, tell me which one of these you like the best.
Okay.
Glenn, who wanted Joy. To be a submissive bitch. I can't give it to Joy. Gumby from Bayonne, who said you need to be a slut earlier in life and a bitch later
in
life.
I think that's some great advice.
That's pretty good. And Dan, who said he's a bad bitch from hell. I think Gumby from Bam, right now, he's winning.
But he always wins.
Whatever. If he's good, he's good. I'm not going to take it away from him.
All right.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, would you rather be a bitch or a slut?
I want meatloaf.
Like for dinner?
Yeah.
Or do you want to hear the song?
I want meatloaf for dinner.
I love meatloaf.
Yeah, me too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Yo, you're on the radio.
Yo, what's good?
Yo, what's up? This is the part where you talk a little louder and act like you're on the radio.
Yeah, and leave your bat cave. What's going
Dude,
on down
I'm
there?
Making a delivery. I'm driving.
Oh, sorry, bro.
Wait, can I be like a bitchin' ass slut?
A bitch?
Oh, sorry. I'm not allowed to say that. Sorry.
Who is this?
My name's Alonzo.
Hi, Alonzo.
I don't feel good.
Yeah.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio. Would you rather be a bitch or a slut?
Well, wouldn't anybody rather be a bitch than a slut?
No. Apparently, it's not a no-brainer. We're getting mixed reviews here tonight.
I would rather take a bitch home to my mother than a slut.
If you were a man?
Probably.
Well, yeah. Who wants to take a slut home to their mom? You don't take... All right. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I'd like to be a slut.
Yeah, why?
Because I like chicks, and I'm just a whore. And I love it.
Good for you. Happy slutting.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio. Would you
Am
rather...
Am I really?
Yes. Yeah. Why is everyone like...
Cool. I'd rather be an ethical vegan, I think.
I don't think that's one of the choices.
Is it really?
No. I mean, I guess you could be an ethical vegan
or
slut.
Or he could just be a bitch, because clearly he is. What? Freaking vegans.
Was that your joke?
No, but people love... Vegans love telling people they're vegan.
Wait, and then the best part is... He hung up.
I'm vegan. Click.
I'm a bitch.
I'm a vegan bitch. Click.
I don't eat meat.
I'm an ethical vegan.
Ugh, go F yourself, dude. I hate that guy. Oh, my God, I hate him.
Okay, calm down. This is
no,
the holidays.
No, I'm filled with
this
rage.
This is the holidays.
I'm filled with bitchy
it's the
rage.
It's the holidays.
201-209-9368. Would you rather be a bitch or a slut?
Oh, would you rather be a slut or a vegan?
Would you rather be a slut or a vegan?
I'd rather be anything other than a vegan.
I'd rather be a murderer than a vegan. Wait, I am. I'd rather be a raper than a vegan.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'd rather be anything.
Wow.
That guy was awful. I'm sorry. And then he hung up.
I'd rather be mute, deaf, and blind than a vegan.
That's our next topic. What would you rather be than a vegan? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, would you rather be a bitch or a slut? You have 1 second to answer.
Man, 1 second, that's it? That's all I got? Let me see. I'd rather be a...
And 1 second up.
We gotta go.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I just want to know who gave you guys a radio show.
And tonight's winner is Gumby from Bayonne. Email me your t-shirt, size, and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. Billy Jam is pulling out some orange juice, one beer, and a club soda. I don't know what he's doing with that stuff.
Staying healthy, getting loaded.
Making bombs.
Oh,
I came to drop bombs.
All right, this is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Happy New Year, happy holidays, everybody, and please stay tuned for Billy Jam. Yeah.
saying something. Need to stand for something. Take a stand for something. Lend a hand for something. Take my hand for something. Understand it's nothing. Gotta stand for something. Are we fall for nothing? Time to stop the fronting. Yeah, we stand for something. Never fall for nothing. That's all we wantin'. Stop rock and roll, everybody lose control. Everything I did it since I'm 4 years old. The air, land, and the sea, they get into your soul. And I'm like a space rocket just waiting to explode. Homeless beings on this planet begging to get in cash. Now I'm seeing what they seeing, they know it never lasts. Getting high off the supply, they say they getting low. You ain't hearing what they saying, send them to the store. My brothers be friends with them, cops, they ain't scared of them. Black folks prep for the police, but now they scared to come. Took my man's debt in the street, face on the pavement. Killing this itch and they get away with it. Right now I feel that you only see me one way. And I know you counting sins, feeling some type of way. But you cuss itch on me and then you hope that I stay. But I wonder what they say when I come back to play. Be like, understand something. Need to stand for something. Take a stand for something. Lend a hand for something. Take my hand for something. Understand it's nothing. Gotta stand for something, I won't fall for nothing. Time to stop the frontin'. Yeah, we stand for something, never fall for nothing. That's all we wantin'.
Close your eyes, look to your seat, guy. I got a lock like a key card. Yeah. It be hard. Going through up and downs like a seesaw. Yeah. Meanwhile, I've been doing the street art since knee high. What I write is gospel, just like the truth in the book of Levi. My criticism and structures be lingering up in these minds. Right. The system here to fuck us, I'm tinkering with the design. Right. These niggas, Uncle Ruckus, they want us to think they deep now. My people fight for justice before we put up the peace sign. Yeah. Rappers run the game like a race, but I'm leading. They say they lost their faith, I give them something to believe in. Got strife like and Adidas. They can never join us, so they try to beat us. But love and peace is conjoined like a fetus. Yeah, life is hard. Ain't no guarantee you get a job. Remember, even the devil used to live with God. That's why you gotta stand for something before. You cast blood for now, y'all want nothing to do. Stop.
Understand something. Need to stand for something. Take a stand for something. Lend a hand for something. Take my hand for something. Understand it's nothing. Gotta stand for something, always fall for nothing. Time to stop the frontin'. Yeah, we stand for something, never fall for nothing. That's all we wantin'.
I can do all this shit tonight, no batteries needed. Your faculty's weeded, alright. I actually bleed this, you casually be the stems of this shot tight. I rep for the culture, embody it. You slept with the vultures and hobbyists. I dead you imposters and lobbyists. My residue's obvious, watch it drip. Drop tip top shape that I'm fighting that. Check up from the neck up with no Nike hat. Play this here for your chicken, she liking that. Funny thing is she don't even be liking rap. My goon platoon got Viking caps. You dudes will lose at writing tracks. I drew from the moon and the lightning snaps. I assume your crew is all lightning crack. And that's just whatever, man. Like Redman and Method Man. Bet that I'm better, man. Whenever I'm repping my section, I'm destined to wreck shit. Respected or get slammed. Right through the floor, I'm writing that raw shit you haven't heard in a long time. I'm Larry Bird from the foul line. Can't miss, I swish. Walk off smiling. You're wildin', thinking you keeping up. Get your weight up, son. You ain't eat enough. Mr. J on the beat and we keep it tough. We beastin', you reaching, we teaching yours. Come get your diploma. Act up and you can get left in the coma. Step on your face, step on your tapes. Then I might just go step on the
coma. Do that left, right, left. Type swing, bada bing, ha, sing like ring in your ride now. Bring that move, slow down, flow now. Yo, bow your head, go bounce. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I wrote this here in a jiffy, so what you're hearing is spiffy. I never thought I'd say spiffy, and I'm not even high off the spliffy. You moving pounds of that piffy, I'm moving crowds at a quick speed. Looping up sounds, incisions, unusual growls from my 16s. Like you watching the battle, you babies got bottles and rattles. And blankies and bibbies and bubbas and mothers, you see this.
for grabbing them. I'll rough up your cities in no time. This was a city with no rhymes. Oh, what a pity. You don't know what is you, but okay, in a sissy when it's go time. Matter of fact, I'm an animal. Cadillac color is Santa suit. My habitat ugly as Nana boobs. My raps are the gulliest Santa pool. Maybe that last thing debatable. Hope you see these, they be biodegradable. Cause when I got them, I just go and drop them. Right on the window, she's softer than baby food. I said, it's hot like your lady nude. Fixing up pots of that gravy too. Holla at these, she's small as my niece. And she just enrolled in the baby school. We playing them games and we made the rules. Slaying you lames and singing them shaky tunes. We ain't the same, I'm raising them slang. And paving the way, making major moves. Left, right, left. Type swing, bada bing, ha, sing like ring in your ride now. Bring that woo, slow down, flow now. Yo, bow your head, go bounce. So that's what I'm talking about.